reference to the front.
Okay. Left side is female, right side is male.
You just repeated it backwards.
Did I? Mm-hmm. Say what you said again.
The right side is female.
Okay, all right. All right.
The left side is male on the front.
Okay.
On the back, the left side is female and the right side is male. It's reversed.
Okay.
So you have a front and a back, but it's like a figure eight, the opposite to each other.
I see. Okay.
So literally, you'll always hear people say the right side is male and the left side is female, but they're not the pinpointing which side of the body, if it's front or back. They're just indicating that the side is right or left.
Right.
Until you recognize that there's a difference between front and back, you wouldn't identify the problem. So we don't condemn people who say right side is female and left side is male, or if they say right side is male and left side is female, you know they're referring front and back. So after these two groups argued, I'm looking at them and I said, well, you fellas are deciding your head, weren't you? No. I said, well, do you realize you're saying the same thing opposite to each other and that the human body is a composition? Then it made sense to them.
What if it's mostly in the hip, the thigh, and all
the lower? That's still lower, and it's going to mean just
a little bit
of the hip. Are you talking to yourself?
You have a lot more, but you have a lot of that in the cat. Some tricks are, you know, I get my gas hose, I go in a basket with warm water, then I lie down with my scalp end down to where you're going to turn the cold water. It's cold over here. Every time I go out, I can get it. I can release it. May take me a half hour there.
You can get it. You can get it. You really work a little bit, right?
All of that stuff. Now, also, there's going to be impacts as far as colonic stuff. You can still get a lot of stuff by drawing.
It's funny, the end of my life, nobody wants to be told that I have a good time. I can't find anything in the morning. This is your beginning.
No one's going to buy her like that. You're full of iron. Take your problem. Cause I'm going to someone else who tells me I got a long name. My name is my cat.
Don't label it.
And I got something technological for $100,000.
Wow, we won't be down in there.
I'm going to go to the hospital.
Is there any advantage to listening to the tape in the car, or would it be better to listen to the
old version? No, it's good. One thing about this biophonic tape, you can play it any place, newcomer or any, because it is sounds that are kept to keep the body healthy. So those are the basic sounds that are in the body. They're just setting up the environmental field so that your body can relate to it more consciously. So that's why it's good.
Well, when you play that, will the organs
start to
they're work in harmony with it?
If the dentist is drilling on you, doing whatever, which tape would be better? No. The dentist really drilling in your tooth.
You probably hear the frequency of drilling
in your tooth. But they have these, yeah, like a, some type of a sonic cleanser to
to get up under the gun for and the
pitch is so high, it's
uncomfortable. It's like
very.
Well,
anybody's got a problem.
There's no room for all problems.
Why
we're here.
Let's see, this one has got any bulk for left.
Oh, mine's not on.
You were that bump?
You got a bump. Who's got a bump in the front of the hand?
I bump.
Doctor, an ankle that went to place and never went back.
All right.
It's pain.
You want my use? Bring your condominium. Right. Isn't that what you're supposed to tell the elemental? If you play here and I'll play somewhere else.
Oh boy, an injury.
Okay. Don't get afraid of his own self. No. How did you do it?
I don't know if you picked it up, but he was using yours when he finished and I stepped up.
Truck.
Right.
Nobody. And you're not in a rush to do it. You have methods to correct problems in yourself. And people who are related to you, you work with them gradually to let them accept. They have to clean up their bodies. They don't want to clean up their body. You can't afford them. But you're going to run into the fact that their bodies are toxic, and that's the reason why they got the problem still continuing. If you start cleaning up, you'll notice that's what's corrected for you. Then any other type of therapy will be complementary to this. But if they don't clean up, you ain't going no place on the way they are. So that's where you got to concentrate on getting them to accept that their health is important to them. And they want to clean up their body. But then you got to get their confidence to relate to you, to work with it. Because they'll feel threatened. Any kind of little aggravation, they don't want to. So don't go with the idea you're trying to cure anybody. You got no idea. First, correct yourself. They may love the world, But even Brother Jeter, it's not going to be for me. The only thing you're going to be to me, you're telling me in plain simple language, you can't do it for nobody else. You got to do it for yourself gradually.
Last night you had said that every morning
you have to keep right.
All lined up in the zone from head to foot. The foot is a model of cross section in this spectrum going back up. And the middle by the navel is like a mortise strip moving the current back and forth inside of it. Now you have this typical phenomenon of the motor strip at your wrist and at your ankle. And the same thing going on across the navel.
At that motor strip of the ankle and the foot, it changes split, changes from front to back on the foot.
Right, that is the same.
What about on the belly button?
It changes. Because that it goes around. That's where you have to go from the up and front. Come up and in the back, you have to come up this way. So when you're working the body, you're working like this. This way. One in the front is this way, and in the back is the other way. So come around and I show somebody demonstration. This side comes up, this side hang on your leg.
Mm-hmm.
This side goes up.
Can you turn the
side
down?
Yeah.
You're working it off the
rest. One goes that way, and this one goes that way.
So one comes to the
side. Wait a minute, they both go clockwise.
No, this one goes this
counter
way.
That's counterclockwise.
And this one goes this way. This is the ascending side of the body, this is the descending side of the body.
Okay. On the
front.
This
is clockwise to you looking. On the body, in the back, this is going this way now.
That's
not a reference point. It's going clockwise, yeah, but there's an opposite position. That's why it's called a mobile strip.
So in the back, the right part of the city? On the back, the right side of the city?
There to be. What am I showing you? No, no.
But you see, when you're going up over here, you're going all the way across and then down.
This comes up here.
Yeah.
And this goes counterwise. So you have what?
Down.
It's pumping action. If you don't have a pump and the boat came up, what happened to you?
It's stagnant.
Mm-hmm.
It's stagnant. That's right.
It's like a vortex.
That is why your belly button is attached to your mother. And if your mother didn't want you, she would say, what?
Bye-bye.
You know why the mother has control over you in the womb and can end your functioning, and she doesn't get blamed for it. Miscarriage. She doesn't get blamed for what? She's born. She doesn't get blamed for that. All the internal conditions can be triggered by the mother through the umbilical cord anytime she decides to subliminally shut them up. So don't go monkey with mommy. Your daddy may be a nice guy, he may do a lot of wrong things, but I love him just the same. The point is, mama still controls the process of the evidence inside the umbilical cord. Only time daddy controls it is when the cord cutter is breathing. And daddy's pushing it back into the universe. Like, come on, breathe, boy.
So if you don't breathe, we have to throw them back in the garbage again and start all over. So 9 months of the process is regulated by the mother from inside. The one moment is the father, which is the point of connection. But any other connection running, regulating from inside is the mother. The mother can shut it off from inside and it comes into time.
Mm-hmm.
So therefore, that particular vortex, I would like to call that the black hole of the human body, which we call the black hole of space, Milky Way, everything running to the Milky Way, the center, that's your actual black hole, because all the conditions are controlled from there, till the cord is cut. When the cord is cut, then you either breathe or you don't breathe. If you breathe, on time they keep you. Don't breathe on time, they push you back up. So basically, all reflexes can be traced back right to the umbilical cord and can be traced back to the traumas that the mother carried.
So
the point where the light comes out is after
the top of the head and the
bottom
of the first, right? Yeah. That's the
white hole? Yeah. So God made you a black. Model being, or? Just what we said. You are a minuscule universe in a bigger universe. What is many about you? The quantity, weight of the elements? But it's the same 144,
which is not.
I don't know of anything going to be made that is going to function that is not this minuscule model is. That's basically what. So reflexology takes its origin from the ubiquitous periodicity right up to your present moment or respiratory interaction. And from that moment on, you have to integrate by this. So the military says left,
right,
left,
right,
left,
right.
You got to a bridge. Company, keep your step going, or break step. Now, all the bridges in the world, no hold up, so one battalion crossing over it, keep your step. You can tell it to have that happen to them. That bridge is built, fall apart, they didn't break step, that did.
Couldn't that cause an earthquake of the fault?
Yes, lady. Now you understand what synchronous sound would do?
Couldn't it stop an earthquake?
Yes, lady. What you call that?
What would I call it?
Congratulations, you see how fast you... I thought you caught it already. Well, who were the investigators? I don't know. You get the investigators, you don't remember.
Well, I wouldn't think it's getting together all the people, but that was, I was curious if that was working on.
The investiture was placed there so that the creative intelligence wouldn't have to come out of the sky to tell you what.
Don't panic.
All right. I'm glad to see how quick it... That's why the investiture was put there, but you have to go through the process of learning from belief into understanding. There's no other way you can learn it. And now, how old did he make the first pair? If you're going to make a pair of people to go out and multiply and have dominion. Good. So that tells you right away, they have to what? Experiment to discover and relate. So reflex is based on this natural movement here, going back and forth. Now in
in the solid of foot you have the same phenomena. Right in the middle, that's what they call the arch, which is the biggest disease, or the worst disease for a human being in the foot. Why would that be?
The hypercondition.
And therefore you can't do what? Right. So automatically what does that to the reflex of matter?
Constipation?
Yeah. Now every one of the people on record that they have observed that are overweight in the hundreds, in 500s, in the 600s, in 700s, in the thousands, that they've been working on in the past 5 or 6 years, these unusual beings all have a common condition in the solar system. All of them have this flat. They couldn't understand why that was there. Now you're seeing it. Their whole body was too flat.
So it wasn't the actual gravitational weight on their feet.
Another thing that was observed is that the parents of these people, the mother, got extremely large after the child was born for no reason at all. And the father got extremely skinny.
Mother was 400 pounds or 500 pounds.
Yeah. The father was so skinny.
Yeah.
These are tremendous shocks for the mother after pregnancy.
The body
doesn't want to reassess or accept.
The loss of the baby.
The loss of the baby.
The loss of the baby is 500 pounds.
Oh, not really. Not really.
Ah.
The birth has happened.
See, that's where you can't own elements, and the attachment is the cause of the problem.
So they wanted it.
You want to own it. Yeah. No way. So this is what we're trying to point out, that one of the first things you got to make sure when you're working on yourself is to start building back your altitude. So that the pancreas, spleen, intestinal tract, and the elimitive organs all work through a strict of dilation. Because then they tend to dilate too much. So you, this exercise is very good. Let me back.
Why is that problem?
So the body gets more and more frustrated from the reaction. 9 times out of 10 they are traumatized to the extent they don't want to assume the responsibility in the body.
But Donald, in my family, it's reversed. My mother never gained weight, but I saw pictures, I don't know if it was before I was born, and then after, but certainly after they were married, my father was very thin, he gained the weight. My mother did not.
Yeah. So remember what I said before? All conditions are what? 99%, and they always have a 1% variance. Some cases it's reversed. So you can't say that anything is 100%. We haven't found that. There's no such thing. So each person's particular problem is
individualistic to themselves, when they can't. But we will see repetitious conditions in certain groups of people, but there's always the exception because it's original. So you have a hyper condition and a hypo condition.
So what are you saying about my kids?
Well, they're in the three.
It's
1% of the people.
Exception.
If your father or the other type of person got sitting, or the mother got flaccid, then it's a hypo condition in the mother. And the father got flaccid and the mother got narrow or thin, that's a hypo condition in the father.
She didn't get thin, she just got her having size.
And then he got hypo instead of hyper. Yeah, he got flaccid. Now it's just normal, it's normal. Hyper means if you're spinning. Hypo means that you're going to get the...
So how does that apply
to you? Well, who will donate the sperm, who donates the ovum? So one part of that particular donor function would have to react in your system. So from knowing that, then your problem isn't coming from your mother. Your problem is coming from your father. the father is generating that condition. Therefore, it's putting you in a situation where you may have to fight the daddy attitude in you to be a person, to be representing, pushing it. So you'll find that it's going to be more dominant action in your nature to put forward with. So this is what it will do to you. Now if it's in the mother, then it's the female dominant action that's going to do. So this is what the condition is doing, one or the other. If the father gets narrow, or the mother gets narrow, then the opposite party takes over, and then the child is the prince of carrying that.
The child balances
after the parent. The child is a result of the parent. You don't have a single thing that belongs to you yet.
Good grief.
I don't know where you're coming from. What do you think you have with you? Not until you put this ovum and the sperm balance in your mechanism to be totally functional, you don't have anything relating as yours. You realize what I'm saying? You're the product of your parents, and they are a product of their parents. They live out their parents' frustration, you live out your parents' frustration. Your children are going to live out whose frustration? Yours, that cannot be expressed because why? You're living out your parents' one. But if you're the fourth generation, you're putting an end to what? Their frustration that is locked up in you, making you a victim to their frustration. So you try to resolve that out of your system so you can have a functioning system to operate with that is yours totally now. And then if you want to have an offspring, then you are going to transfer what you have accomplished. So unless you see it, you can't get it, you don't recognize it. And that's what iridology is all about, Mr. Boogie Woogie. Do you ever see that of fourth generation printing in the pupil of the eye or the iris?
I was of course, I haven't looked at anyone past three generations, it's definitely there after that, but it's good because I thought the genetics is going to be there.
Well, everybody you look at past four generations.
I've seen up to five, I've seen the fifth generation where it doesn't come back. It doesn't print out.
I know it doesn't.
It doesn't print in the fifth one.
But everybody
that's
at least
fourth generation of printing.
Yeah.
I know I'm a fourth generation, so whatever the thing is, but the condition is that all these things have to be resolved from the fourth up to the fourth generation. The fifth generation doesn't carry it. And I've seen five generations, great great grandfather, grandfather, father, son.
Does it ever split back between, like, I never met my grandmother, but my grandmother's on my father's side was heavy.
That's not the fifth generation.
Yeah, but it's certain story.
I know.
Her father's mother was heavy, and then her father's got heavy.
Oh,
yeah.
How the genes are.
Yeah. That's what I'm asking. Does it get male, female, or is it mother-in-law?
No, each side will vary because one side the father may be big, one side the mother may be big, and both sides may be big. depending on what they are carrying over.
And it's
if your father's side is a big group of people and your mother's side is a big group, you're going to be big. If your father's side is small and your mother's side is big, then one side of you is going to be big. The mother's side. Or the father's side is big and the mother's side is small. That's going to, it'll take from that side. But don't let that be the limitation of the mechanism. That's what the mechanism seems to work with. Otherwise it can't work. You cannot print what it's not. A dog can't print a cat. A dog has to print a dog even if he's a chihuahua and a greyhound. Or a great day, you still gotta print out dog. See what I'm saying? So it's the same with the human being. They have to print back what the father mother side represents. And so it's not something you're looking as a threat to your system, it's something you're looking at what you can work with. And if you weren't ready to work with it, you wouldn't confront it. That's what you're looking at. And in confronting it, you are ready to accept what you are, not who you are. And this is the understanding. You see, now when you're in the Silicon Valley, you don't want to take a chance because you don't know what kind of body you're going to come in with and how long it takes. So I don't blame a lot of your space brothers who the heck go, why should I go in that body? I don't know. If I could use your body and talk through to the rest of the gang and tell them how the future is going to be for a half hour to an hour, you collecting a fee for it.
Why do they care? I mean, why don't they
want
to be...
They don't want to lose their memory level. Why would they want to lose their memory level? I don't blame them.
Your
memory level is turned down in the uterine canal. You have to volunteer for it. Now that's quite a volunteering. Let's say for instance, when you were in your Silicon Valley, you were a genius with a 350 intelligence quotient. Would you trade that in for a 100 intelligence quotient now? But that's what you got to confront. So you take on the uterine canal journey to come through, to volunteer to work for 9 months in the uterine process. You have to turn down all that data that you were exposed to and take a chance to work out the viciousness of the nature and then come into a form. Now let's say you do decide to come in with your 300 ratio, taking your chance, and you're born in a home where the mother and the father are strictly cabbage growers. They don't know anything else other than growing cabbage to make a livelihood in the world. And they're stuck way out in Montana. But you come in and you decide to work through that process. But then when you send you to school, in a strange way, some jerk comes along and throw a ball and hits you by a mistake. And you go from 100 shutdown to 250 wake up. You know what that is? Next day you're a geniac. You know what's in the book before you even go to school. And you got the teacher puzzled, who the hell are you? Where were you yesterday when we were given tests? You couldn't even answer A or C backwards. Now all of a sudden you're reading the book before. You're like a Mr. Casey, you know? Put the book under the head and know the answer before you go to school. That's what we're talking about. Turning the memory banks back up. So you go to school now and what? You're the 13-year-old kid being sent to MIT. To graduate as an 18-year-old doctor with all the big degrees at 24. You know what I mean? So who gonna hire you first?
Well, I have connected that. As we clear our parents out of ourselves, then our memory has everything we've done before.
Exactly. This is the reward. This is the whole intent. But we agreed to that when we decided to volunteer for this carbon-based body. Don't let the carbon-based body make you feel helpless and defenseless or at the mercy. You may find yourself woman, yellow, black, brown. The point is, he took the form because that was what available at the moment to work through in the carbon level. You have all these things locked up in you from your previous investiture. You can start the process. When you clean this one up, restore all that data and make it quantum leap. And that's what is open to you. You can be looking like gorgeous, what's her name? Jean Harlow or anything you want, or Samson.
All right, because I feel helpless, and I think that helplessness that my parents felt, and it traveled.
In the initial state of lack of understanding, you will blame the helplessness on the parents' condition, because you don't understand where the helplessness originated from. After you understand where the helplessness originates from, you don't blame the parents. You recognize this is the process you chose to work with in order to raise the level from an IQ of 90 or 100 back to 200, 300, whatever it is, because you chose to work with it and to bring through that particular transformation in it. So you're going to feel trapped no more. It is when you don't realize what you are, then you feel trapped with an IQ of 90 or 100, whatever it is. And then you're going to keep blaming the parents. But the parents is only the model that you chose to work as a volunteering condition, because you're a highly enlightened being in the other life forms when you were working in that level, and you realized that you were part of the process of the first Star Wars that you going to want to correct. So the vicious part of you is ready to take on the challenge by volunteering to come into the carbon-based body, knowing that the carbon-based body has got all these different confrontations to phase off viciousness, to restore high intensity, but turning it down low to the lowest type of conscious behavior, to the highest conscious, but you got to take these things on work. So when you break through that, a man like Jesus or Yogananda, all these guys realize this after a while. Hey, wait a minute, we got the best. So they ran through the thing, and now they came up with that. You take St. Jude, who is the brother of Jesus, the actual brother. And most people don't even know that. Not Judas, St. Jude. Not Judas, I said St. Jude. He's known as St. Jude. He's the guy that calls Satan the impossible. And anything else you're calling him. His brother Jesus don't want to work for you. All right. So that's what St. Jude is. He's referred to as the Satan of the impossible.
Someone had a remnant of his bone in San Francisco down there, just stolen about a month ago.
What?
They came to speed up the awakening of their brothers and sisters in the carbon-based body to pull their act together and start reclaiming their investiture. That's the reason they retained their memory banks more intensely than others who don't retain it and have to work back to get it. But I put it this way, the more vicious you are is the longer you turn down. The less vicious you are is the less you turn down.
Why do somebody with a silicone body want to be satisfied to spend an hour or a half hour in channeling through somebody else? What's their jollies? I don't understand the value of that.
They don't want to take the chance of having to go up a uterine canal.
I know that.
By observing a mother who may or may not abort, or who may or may not.
I understand that part. The question was, why would they want to just stay in for a little bit and channel and then go back?
The reason is, they don't have to give up their IQ ratio as a turned down, not turned off, as a turned down function in them. You're asking somebody who had total command of certain levels of nature to turn down that control for a brief moment in time to be totally helpless to the push and pull of the environmental stress.
Doesn't it sound like a half hour or so to send up that?
That's one way to put it. That's one way to put it.
Hey, I like you.
You should go and see. My stepmother is an alien. And then you'll laugh. Have you ever seen it?
Yeah.
It's nice. It's very good.
But I can't understand why they'd want us to come and just say for channel through somebody and then go back.
Because they don't have to give up their racial control over the elements.
But they don't gain either. They're just there for a little bit.
The question is, it
is not a matter of they gain. The point is they realize that they are vulnerable if they let this turning down condition go on. What they're looking for, as much as they can, is when we, the carbon-based body, would reach a level where pregnancy would be a matter of a short duration of turning down, and not a long duration. Then they would want to slip in as fast as possible to get through and come back up.
Mm-hmm.
So, all right, they're trying to help the world to go from a 9-month pregnancy to what?
4 months.
It has accomplished already in the last 2.5 years. They've done it already. What? Some people may owe that information to be coming through from the channelers.
Mm-hmm.
We still don't say that they want to come through on a 4.5 months a pregnancy level yet. When they are able to work through with the comprehensive level of people who may reduce the pregnancy again to less than 4.5, then they may take a chance to come through. If they can do like in the girl says in Stepmother in the is an alien, she says, we only take 24 hours and we do it in a plate.
And we do it in a plate.
So the guy is looking for a kind of puzzle. You mean you don't have what? We don't make sure like that is where we come from. See what I mean? So this is what they're looking at, the phenomenon in coming through the human mechanism. The journey up the uterine canal may be fun, may be enjoyable, but it's a threat to their sense of time frame. That's what it is. So many of these people who are trying to, what I call a quick stop oxygen drink by using the body of the channeler. So they are trying to experience the oxygen intake away. But so we can't say that they are not or will not in the future. Right now, they are not willing to surrender their time frame.
Can they affect any like diseases or anything in a person's body? I mean, suppose the person that donates the body has some ailment.
The point is this, look, you and I have been in that type of body frame. We volunteered to come in to take this one. We won the race. We work through many incarnations to the understanding that we are in the present form capable of handling and working with it. They aren't, and they would simply represent, if we were bound back on the other planets where we came from, they might represent the school teacher in the school who is afraid to give up his job because opposite the some other corporation is opening up with more sophisticated training programs, and they don't know if their training program is going to put them out of business. That's a kind of a mental frustration and anguish. So when they
were forced to have to clean up, and then they offer this alternative. They don't know, and they have no guarantee that a carbon-based body will be the ideal time frame to work out their so-called viciousness and possessiveness that they have generated in themselves. Remember, not one of them are going to appear and talk to a person that's not going to tell you he or she is a what. None of them will tell you they're the low-down, uneducated group. Nor they're the poverty-stricken mass. They tell you they're what? The most highly sophisticated, educated, and all the what qualities of the beingness that can be possible. Huh?
Most of them claim, though, they've been here before. Where? There are some in other some other human beings, most of whom, you can trace back to find in history, not most of them, come on, you can, but they'll all claim, the ones I've read about anyway,
how do you prove that
they've been here before as a human being? And so have they done that, A, or B, have they not done that, or C, are they unwilling to do it again because it's too painful in some of the time?
Can I ask a question? Yes, who are you? Right? No, you know, he said, yes, you can. And the Dalai said, and the spirit said, I am wrong. It's a different person from the same person. Normally, can't be wrong. So then the spirit turned around and looked at the Dalai and said, the person said, and who are you? And the Dalai simply answered, a Dalai. And then the spirit said, I gotta go now.
I gotta go now.
Can you just see all the lights are flashing?
Yes, yes, fucking. You see, if he never had the experience, he wouldn't be able to tell it to you, because I had to go through it just for those people. And he was present when it was happening. So when the entity asked me, who are you? You know, after I said, when he told me it was Robert. And then he said, well, who are you? You know, that powerful. I'm a dharma. Oh, gotta be going.
Bye-bye.
Why is your presence so unsettling? See, that would happen if sometimes that would be an initiate, when he steps in the room, and if they only have to face that entity and that person, that entity will leave immediately. Because you can put them in what is called your psychic prison. The mantra that you have, that is given to you at initiation, it's called the keys to the kingdom of heaven and hell. Sonic, gas, temperature, liquid, crystalline. And if they aggravate and they think they're so smart, and you start naming wherever they quit, that way they can get locked in. Because you are the one investiture with the five sons. If they don't want to go away when you start talking to them, and you start saying rad, and they don't get out of rad, the next one comes in is what? Then they get locked there, and that's where they will remain. They will remain in the half frequency.
And they know that?
They know that forehead, because they're not what? They can't manifest. Remember what I told you, you look inside, you're supposed to do what? Now if they could do the 5 points of light, why would they want to be a shaman? Because they would indicate that they have competency in all the five zones. Now, they don't have competency means what? They're looking for a way to sneak in, but they can't, because you're the one who has. And that's why Jesus says, unto you are given the keys of the kingdom of heaven and hell, and unto them then.
so they don't have
the dominant form.
And you say they've been here. Here, referring to what?
In that
don't get carried.
Like
here, been here doesn't say they've been in a carbon body.
Well, they claim they've been in a carbon body as a certain person.
Like John
a
from the book of
Revelation.
They've been here in that person who might have been a channeler for them, and then that person quit breathing, then they don't have anywhere to come into other than you, the person now who's giving them the opportunity to breathe. But who is listening to them? The breeder or the audience?
The audience.
Is the audience providing their body for the entity to breathe in it?
No.
But the person who is providing, what is that person going to be called after they don't wake up?
Dead.
And so what is that entity going to do for final number three entrance? He's going to tell the audience again, I have been what?
Here before.
Good. So, but he didn't tell you who he was in before. You got to understand what is the... I'm well aware of their kind of cosmic diplomacy.
So are they not evolved enough to materialize in a
socially formed and sit down and have great bread with you and talk to you? Yes. What about the information that gets from you? I mean, because it's books. There's a lot of people that are saying, a lot of their information seems to be somewhat similar. Actually, there is very bad physiology in one of the very major, I don't want to mention the name, but even in the doctor's lab, there's a conception of the pituitary dividing the layman. So, I mean, it's amazing good information, but in fact, there is a book out now about holistic health where they recommend that they have, that you give the spirits that come to you a minimum cosmic intelligence that they're so stupid to right now. The CIC, the cosmic intelligence.
Is it
a lot of different energies that come through, or is that what it is? You ever see a telephone booth put out to the public?
Mm-hmm.
What do you do when you go to it?
And?
But does the telephone tell you not to use it?
Yeah. If you don't put money in it, it
doesn't work. So a channeler is a what? A biological telephone booth for an entity that doesn't have a what?
Quarter.
No, he's got a quarter.
Mm-hmm.
He doesn't have a body to work in because why? And he can't be visible to who?
To us.
But he will be visible to those who think he's be visible to them. And so they are the ones who said, I'm seeing him. Who is really seeing him? The channel though? Or the channel?
Well, why should
they don't have a right to make you a fool. And you'll be a victim to their ideas because then you're locked out by your own mouth. Don't think this is a one-way existence. It's a two-way existence. They have a right to trick you, but they don't have a right to kill you. You have a right to put them in their place, but you don't have a right to say they can't exist. Therefore, I don't have anything against them. And I'm nothing of the people who are related to them. When I am there, and only when I'm there, we will find out who's got the right information.
Is there no way that we can gain?
Number one thing is this. Knowing the future without the capacity to understand it and live it strictly from a belief what will that do to you as a being working your way back to your God nature? No. You as an initiate, number one. I didn't initiate you. And when I was asked to initiate, I refused. But then I did it for one condition. If they approve, who approves? Those who have already arrived at the full realization and approve, and that's the elements themselves. So approval given for initiation is not given for initiation per se. I wanted the approval for the human being in the carbon-based body who would have their Christ consciousness returned and approved for them to receive it. Because Jesus, when he was in the body, said, many are called and few are chosen. I use the word, many are called and few are frozen. And I wanted to be certain that when they approve initiation, they were actually approving you to get your Christ consciousness investiture returned back to you so that you understand what it was to you when it phased out of the brain many eons ago without understanding what it meant. So you are approved not for initiation. You are actually approved by those elements to reclaim your Christ consciousness to function in the carbon-based body so that when Jesus came and made his statement, blessed are the poor in spirit. He didn't say poor in spirit. The word is spirit. For theirs is the kingdom of heaven. Blessed are those who don't have anything to do with channeling because they're already in their full investiture spirit. And poor means not to have any relationship to channeling. And therefore you are very rich in the spirit for the first time, which means you have total understanding of your investiture as a Christ realized being. So that was given to you from the onset of creation, but you had to forget it in the viciousness and in the possessiveness of your nature. And even if you did recognize it in a silicon or a sulfur or methane body, you couldn't use it. It takes the carbon-based body to have it, to understand it, to use it to the maximum. And I love those brothers and sisters who come through the carbon-based individuals trying to get us to relate to them. But they would like to exchange your body just to live the investiture without having to be in the womb. No. They cannot. And even if you were to, let's say Rampa is in a person, he wouldn't stick around to be told of the investiture of Christ. It will blow him up.
But they know they can't.
No, they know
can't.
They want to breathe oxygen to become aware of how they can make adjustments in a body form that would allow them with a minimal memory turned down, that they can recapture their total memory immediately back with a full carbon body to work with.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
So I don't argue with them, and they know there's no argument with me because they never hung around. I haven't seen them in a lot of death. No, they're not adversaries. They are afraid to give up their IQ level in their silicon or methane frames to have an IQ level that is turned down in a carbon base, and they wouldn't know what they have to deal with until they activate it back. But they have to take that chance. You and I took that chance. Do you know your
true IQ level. Each one in this room here is what? An IQ level of 1,000.
That's all? Oh.
You know what an IQ level of 1,000? You know what an IQ level of 1,000?
You know, go anywhere, anytime.
The IQ level of 1,000 is your 1,000 petal lotus opening up to the understanding of your investiture that the Christ is you from the dawn of creation in a carbon-based body. You don't have to credit him for not any one person in this universe. God has become you with the understanding once and for all. You say to the element, you can harass, but you can't kill. And I play here, so to play somewhere else. And I can't own you, therefore you make it flow. And that's what abundant living is, and that's the highest IQ possible to any element in any way, shape, or form. Be you a ramp or anything, if you got that control over the element that put them together also, then you also know that the elements can kill you, and you are automatically immortal, and you're automatically in full vestiture of this creative spirit. But a carbon body is the ideal body to work with.
Isn't there a story about Christ with an Endor or something like that?
No, that was Saul. Saul was a student of Samuel, but he didn't make it high up in the consciousness. He went as far as Rampa and all those guys, up to the fourth level. You know what the path of the master tells you what level you got to get to?
Yeah.
Rift. It says, right? They don't accept anybody what? So, they'll accept anybody at the fifth level. But not here. Until you go through this, so here, you're not there. And you know what the eight levels are? Yeah. Well, come on, tell them. Repeat the eight levels and then you see where these people are right now.
Matter, action, not matter.
Write them down. Come write them on the blackboard. Because you're going to understand reflexology better now.
These are the eight what?
Eight levels of consciousness.
What's the number two?
Next to the number.
I see what you're talking about. Yeah. It has to do with Jacob's ladder. Ladder is what? No. I would.
No, you wrote that before.
I did not.
Number three.
Oh, wait. Yes, I did. Yeah, I did.
I know you're going right, you just you're remembering.
You were all right, keep going. Number seven.
I'm talking an armor.
Silicon type beings, sulfur type beings, methane can all go right up to the fourth level. And we were at the fourth level. We take the carbon based body to go to the fifth level. And unless you take a volunteer to come in to the carbon based body, and go through the uterine canal to phase out the viciousness and establish the reality by being a winner, you cannot move on to the fifth level. So no amount of channeling is going to contribute to any other being outside of a carbon-based body to move up to the fifth level. That's the law. I didn't make them unstuck it. But I'm glad that I'm vicious, hard-headed, nitty-gritty down here in the muck, because this is the only way you can get through this carbon-based process.
What level is that? Which level is that? What's lower?
Give you three guesses.
Well, it's either got to be the sixth, seventh, or eighth. Well, already it's the sixth.
Is it the eighth?
Yes. No.
Okay, can I pick yes?
Mm-hmm.
Can I pick yes?
Yes, you're right. But no would also be right, too. That's right. It begins at the fifth level. Because you have to be in a carbon-based body to be able to generate. How do you spell equilibrium? And this young lady, do you have a dictionary?
Right here.
And would somebody read the meaning of equilibrium? Equiflow means you are in total control of the balance between two opposite forces inside of you. The ascending and the descending function of your cellular structure is under the control of your respiration, consciously applied. Therefore, you are a master of the fifth level. And Jesus put it in another way by saying, none cometh unto the Father but by me. Meaning you can't get back to beingness, acting on beingness, if you don't go through the equiflow process of consciousness acting on the energy field.
I know you used it before the first time,
from the day you were introduced to it. That is what you will always be doing if you don't accept to do it. So it was given to you. Did you do it?
I saw today.
And did you do it? I don't know of anything after that that you will be doing. Equiflow is your right to function here in a carbon-based body. It's not an exercise, number one. It's your conscious understanding of how your mechanism is working inside the flow. So,
I think the concept, I think what is it that, say, your 50 cycles around the sun, okay? So you've got to do it for 50 minutes. Now, does that mean you have to do it for 50 minutes each day? Cycles around the sun, okay? So you've got to do it for 50 minutes. Now, does that mean you have to do it for 50 minutes each day?
No.
Or is that once you've done your 50 minutes, you've started the cycle going and equiflow goes on from there?
Once you've done your 50 minutes, you ended all the karma from the day you're born to that moment
okay.
You were introduced to it.
All right.
From that moment on, every time you breathe, you must live what?
Equiflow.
Good.
Okay.
There is no room for any other thing to do than live equiflow.
Mm-hmm.
Because where would you have the karma to go back to?
And then if you do the process well, you're putting money ready for the bank after that.
Every time you live unrehearsed, ever new, unanticipated opportunity, you are conscious equiflow. This is cruise-o-matic.
Oh, it's cruise.
You left the stick shift and you've gone on to cruise-o-matic. You understand what you got?
Mm-hmm.
The stick shift was to get you to work through cleaning up your act by doing it every day. Then when you start cleaning up, you went to the next step. What's the next step? Automatic? Now, automatic doesn't say you take your foot off the accelerator. Automatic is what?
You're just shifting for you.
You're just shifting the gears. Instead of having to shift them for every condition on the road, the gears are shift from the time you start to be in drive. When you're going to stop, you shift in reverse or whatever it is. But cruise-o-matic allows you to do what?
Put off the car.
Good.
And let the elemental work for what?
Right.
what is your investiture? Have you got, do you understand your investiture? Do you understand what your investiture is? Very few people, everybody's still looking for Christ someplace, I don't know. Brother Jesus, you're wasting your time. Go over it, clear in your mind, sort out the physics and the actual reality of the word as an initiate. Now, you were approved by those elements to have your investiture returned back to you. I only asked them to do it in terms of initiation. I was asking initiation. I ain't initiating nobody. There's nobody here on this earth I'm initiating. I'm getting you back to your investiture as it was given back to me, but I have to get you past your what? Belief state into your what?
Level.
Into where you're going to live it and stop, quit being behind as a passenger and get behind the wheel.
Well, if you love it, you're making too much pile, right?
Christ consciousness is not a goal. It is the basic investiture of the creation from the creator, from the dawn of creation to this very instant in your functional carbon-based body. And if you understand it, you have total control over what? Environment that is outside of your skin and the environment that's inside of your skin. And you, the skin, talk to it in the form of sonics. You ain't anything more than skin, and skin takes its origin from pine oil. It sounds funny, but you know, you couldn't have a better opportunity to understand your structure once and for all and enjoy your immortality that is a foregone conclusion in living to live, or worrying to live to die about taking care of it. When an element is got to harass you to the point where you're going to panic to kill yourself, then what is more stupid than that? Why would a man like Jesus live in the body to tell Jairus, who had a daughter, and Jairus came to him and said, my daughter is dead. And he looked at Jairus and he said, she only sleeping. Is it the understanding of what he is versus the fact that he may be told out in the sky that he's a super colossal guy? Where is he going to base his understanding from? A magical claim or an actual reality that he knows about himself? And the actual reality that the next person to him is the same principle. What are you made of?
When she said she got money, did she reduce the pain or assist the person who has the trauma that happened when they shut down the organism?
No, he's returning them back to the comprehension of their terminology. He, the Father, went to the man Jesus for help because some doctor told that father his daughter was what? DEAD, right? Now, that father takes DEAD to mean what?
Yeah.
Jambrino,
right?
Yeah. He goes over to some guy who's claiming or claiming he's some unusual being, and this guy ups and says, your daughter is only sleeping. And the doctors all laugh and says, who the hell do you think he is? That to make the father realized that the word dead isn't valid, but the word sleeping is what?
Okay.
Good. Now, describe what sleep is. Look it up in your dictionary. No, look it in the dictionary. Don't make statements. Technically, sleep is unconscious, sensory, motor relaxation. There is nothing more than that happening in that cellular structure made of 144 elements. It's in an unconscious, that means it's non-relating in its focusing to its environment. Sensory, that's through the five senses, and motor through the muscular structure in a state of relaxation. Now, wake is conscious, sensory, motor constriction. You are awake. Dead is unconscious, sensory, motor organic relaxation. And livingness is conscious, sensory, motor, organic constriction. That's facts of physics, ain't gonna change for nobody. And I'm stuck in it.
Donna, what is dreaming?
Conscious, sensory, motor, confusion.
Yeah. All right, Adana, to go back to the daughter. So she was unconscious.
Sensory.
Sensory, motor, organic relaxation.
Mm-hmm.
So how was she stimulated to consciousness and to
consciousness? By the presence of the man, Jesus saying what?
Because he could take out without her permission. She was relaxed, so therefore he could say.
Did he go to our house without being invited?
The father invited.
So if the father invited, is the father committed to be the voucher or the go-between?
Okay.
Would he act upon that particular request? Good. Then he can't act before he was asked. And when he was asked, what would you say to that object that contains elements in a state of relaxation or constriction? You say constrict. Congratulations. You see how smart you got to
be. Okay, so with the constriction, then comes the option
to get up again and start. What?
Because, see, the difference between EAD and sleep is organic relaxation and
so when you're alive, what are you doing now? Good. Now you know why the Chinaman call you a yin and not a yang. A yang is when you are putting you in the ground. That's dilation.
Depends which form you follow. You're talking Chinese.
So when you join a yin and a yang, you get a yang. So I don't care if it comes from China or Japan. It still takes a constriction dilation to produce a product.
In the body clock, at any one time, working orders are in constriction, etc.
No organ in the body clock is in a total constriction or total dilation, it rotates or it alternates. You notice the clock has 2 hours assigned to each organ, right or wrong? So what's this, the ascending function is called the what? The dilating function. And the descending function is called the what? Constriction. That's the basis of reflexology too. If you get kicked in the pants at 6 o'clock in the morning, are you dilated or constricted?
Constriction time.
Well, listen to what you're saying, because at 6 o'clock in the afternoon, what organ would that be?
Kidney.
Therefore, would it be dilated in the morning at 6 o'clock when you got kicked in the pants? Because it's directly opposite, you know, it's got to do exactly the reverse. Remember we show you, if you hit something, it's going to go the opposite way?
Yeah.
So if you got kicked in the pants at 6 o'clock in the morning, what organ is involved? Large intestine is involved, right? And it will dilate or constrict?
It will
constrict. Constrict from the kick, right? Causing the kidney to do what? Dilate.
Correct.
So if you are a reflexologist, knowing that from your patient, what would you normally go do to speed up the correction? Massage or touch where? Now that's the jump you have on all the other various technological methods for correcting the problem. Is by knowing the time frame, the constriction dilation as a pneumatic process mechanism.
But you also target the right side of the colon.
You got the whole thing. Now you know why Brother Jesus said that the girl was what? But then you'll see in the biblical writing, they never mention when Jairus went to speak to Jesus. And that was the one thing I asked many of the rabbis, did you know, did you record, did you check out when these particular incidences took place? And if you look up, you'll see there's no mention of afternoon. It was in the day. In the full of the day. Now what can you refer to as the full of the day? So if she had shut down in the full of the day, what organ you think was locked down? So what is he gonna correct? In her to wake her up.
Oh, you feel smart to do it?
How she get the gall to do that? To wake up and not lag no more? Spell gall back. So she got the gall to get back up and put in her eyes and start living again. And therefore, reflexology is interlocked with sanic and touch. Then all the other techniques come along to relate to the magnetic electrical frequencies of the body. But the chemistry is still going to like function within the time frame of the clock to the organ to which it's assigned to. So you can then understand when Jesus said to Jairus' daughter, she only sleeps, he's referring to the unconscious sensory motor condition of the mechanism. Therefore, he can say to the elements, wake up. Because he has the investiture to say to elements, they don't have the right to do what? Shut her down permanently. But they have the right to do what? Harass us to the extent where the parent will feel what? Torn up with distress, to feel almost self-destructive, but not totally destructive. Now, the same thing he told Lazarus. But remember, in all his demonstration of his control over the elements, it was only with Lazarus in a grave did he say, Lazarus, come forth.
sonics being loud and clear in the environment and in the hidden form of the structure have to respond to the investiture. Now imagine Lazarus lying in the grave and says, no man, I ain't coming out of you, I'm going to enjoy this. You think that's possible?
Well, if Lazarus had the
investiture, he wouldn't have gone there
the first
day.
What happened to the body rested?
Because they do not understand and they only believe. And when you believe, you may live, to die. Versus you may live, to live, if you understand. Living to die is belief. Living to live is understanding.
In other words, you're telling those elements to disintegrate.
You're telling the elements to do what they are supposed to do and not make it what they're not supposed to do.
No, but if a person's body rots, they told their body to rot.
They already set up that condition of living to die, and the elements provide the outlet for them to experience that, waiting for them to proceed to start up what? To live again. And that is the opportunity of reincarnation. You have to do one to get to the other. So that's why you have to understand what it's doing. The elements cannot kill you. They don't have a right to kill you. You kill yourself, which is a container, by telling yourself you got to live to die. If you tell yourself you have to live, where is the elements going to do that? The elements already know they exist eternally. They already know they have a right to harass you, but they don't have a right to kill you, because they agreed to put you together in the first place. Who agreed with creative intelligence to form a physical form?
Well, here's the skin. How come? It sounds like you're owning the skin.
You are the